I've got 11 questions for you on three-word song titles, co-hosted by my friend Cam Molidor at Hand Brewed Beer in Chatsworth, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? Welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show. If you like trivia, if you like pop culture, you're in the right place. Maybe you play trivia at a weekly location and you're like, I need more trivia in my life. And you search trivia on your podcast app, on your Android, on your iPhone, and you came across my face in a little kind of a caricature with a blue background that said Trivia with Buds. Maybe you did that and you said, what's this guy all about? I got to give it a listen. And I'm so glad you did. You can hit subscribe for new episodes on your device every single day. We've been doing this daily for 230 days. That's the longest I've ever done anything in a row, including taking care of my body and being an adult. So good job. Good job if you've been listening to all those episodes. We also did about a year and a half before that of a different version of the podcast where I'd have guests on that kind of battled each other, and the episodes were more like an hour long, 45 minutes to an hour. So if you want some longer banter and more interviewing kind of a style show, go back and check out the early versions of the show. And we still do that from time to time. We'll slip them in, but usually not that long. So little something every day to wet your trivia whistle. Thanks for checking it out. Thanks for telling a friend. And thanks to all my Patreon subscribers. Appreciate you guys. Patreon.com/trivia with buds if you want to go over there and see all the cool rewards you can get for supporting this show. Getting ready to mail those out right here in mid-February. So be on the lookout for some great packages coming your way, including our $20 tier, which is a book club amongst a bunch of other things. The $20 tier gets you into our book club, and this month it will be a novel that we can all read together and talk about on the Discord app chat, which is available for only a dollar. You can get in the chat room. It's kind of like an ongoing AOL chat room, and you can jump in there, and we post different things in there on the daily. So check all that stuff out at patreon.com/trivia with buds. Today's episode is a fun one. It's the first time I ever hooked my Zoom up to my speaker to get two different microphone inputs recorded. So my friend Cam Molidor, who hosts a lot of trivia nights for me and has been on the show a million times, he was on a wireless mic, and I was on a wired mic, and the output on the speaker went into the Zoom. And the first round we recorded, everything was way too high. The sound was blasted out. So I did not use it, but the second and third rounds were usable. So this was the second round we did. It was called Three Word Song Titles. And I give you a three word song title and a year it came out, and you tell me who the artist, group, or band was that had that hit song. So we're going to go over that. And this was recorded at a brand new trivia location called Hand Brewed Beer in Chatsworth, California, where Cam starts hosting Tuesday night, which is tonight. It is Tuesday night, February, 12th. And it is at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's free to play if you live in the Chatsworth, California area. And we would love to see you over at Hand Brewed Beer. So come check that out every Tuesday from 7 to 9. We're going to jump into this episode right now. So here we go.
This next round of trivia, it's called three-word song titles. I'm going to give you a song title that's three words long. You're going to write down the artist who had that song title in that year. So I'll give you the year and the song title, and you will write down the artist. Here we go. This is round number two. Question number one, 1977, Come Sail Away. You're writing it down. You don't want to yell stuff out. If you just walked in, you need answer sheets, let me know. You guys need answer sheets and a pen? I'll get you some. Cam, talk about things.
Yeah, so I'm going to be here every Tuesday. Sorry, I just stepped on this dog's tail, and I feel like a terrible person. That is instant guilt. I'm excited to be here. I just tasted the chai stout behind the bar. It's probably one of the best things I've ever had in my entire life.
Number two, 1980, Dancing With Myself. 1980, Dancing With Myself. Who had that song? Number two, write it down, number two. You want to write it down? You want to play? That's okay. You can play. I don't think anyone heard you.
I heard him.
I heard him too. Yeah. Well, you know, he is a Foley artist. It's impossible not to hear him.
He's great at making mustache. Sense. Yeah.
Do you want to play, or you just want to kind of mutter it to each other like beat? Number three, 2005, Hips Don't Lie. Hips Don't Lie, 2005, the three-word song title. Who was the artist? Number three. Cam, I haven't let you read any of these yet.
No, you haven't. That's fine. And you just, all three of my favorite songs in a row.
Oh, really? These three? Hips Don't Lie?
Mostly Hips Don't Lie.
Yeah, sure. Number three. I can't understand half the lyrics in this song.
Same, but my hips are notorious liars. So
oh, those lying hips of Cam's. Number three. Number three. What do you think? Number three, 2005, Hips Don't Lie. Here's number four. Cam, take it away.
Number four, 1994, Black Hole Sun. Hint, won't you come?
Oh, boy. How's it spelled? Number four.
1994, Black Hole Sun.
Just like I think it is? Oh, very good.
Wasn't this on the first Guitar Hero?
I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
A lot of songs resonate with me from, like, rock band days.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that that was such a big thing and now wiped off the face of the planet? Like, no one talks about it. Never go to anyone's house and they still even have it out.
Yeah.
You just see them at Goodwill stores.
Yeah, just the guitars everywhere.
Set. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all gone. Number five, 2011, Party Rock Anthem. Number five, Party Rock Anthem. What do you think? Number five, number five. My friend Brian's here. He brews all this beer by hand, I understand.
Would you even say that Brian is in the house tonight?
Yes. Number five. Here's number six.
Number six, 1960, Mac the Knife. 1960, Mac the Knife.
Number seven, 1970, My Sweet Lord. 1970, My Sweet Lord. Number seven, what do you think? Number seven. I have one super fan over here. She loves these questions. Number
she loves
seven.
Three-word song titles.
You and I are going to do a crossword puzzle after this. It's going to be the shit. Number seven, 1970. I love your taste in men, hipster Ron Swanson. I do it. Number seven, 1970, My Sweet Lord. Here's number eight.
Number eight, 1982, I'm So Excited. 1982, I'm So Excited.
Made famous by Jesse Spano on Saved by the Bell when she was addicted to caffeine pills. Damien, what are you doing back there? Something illegal? Number eight, 1982. Damien's back there bootlegging VHS tapes. Number eight, I can see it from here. He's got those two VCRs set up. What a jamoke. You know jamoke is slang for Java Mocha?
Is it really?
The guy that would give you a Java Mocha in the 40s, he'd be like, ah, what a jamoke. All right, number nine, 2003, somebody told me. Who was the artist? Number nine. Cam's taking his coat off, guys. The show's about to begin. Number nine.
Yeah, it is.
Number nine, 2003, somebody told me.
It's just time for me to expose all the tattoos to be like, oh, look,
oh,
he's
yeah.
mysterious.
Yeah. This is where all the women and some men go, oh, he's artsy. Number nine.
Most men.
Most men. 2003, somebody told me. Wow, think, nice.
There you go.
Very good.
I think Ryan and I actually became friends because of my VHS tape tattoo on my bicep.
Yeah, show everybody show. This is a great, look at this, VHS tape on the bicep. One time, he used to be a trivia player before he was a trivia host, and he flexed, and I was like, what's that? And then we became friends. Number 10. Yeah.
Number 10, 1965, It's Not Unusual. 1965, It's Not Unusual to have a VHS tape tattoo on your bicep.
Well, it's funny you say that. I have a Zune on the entire part of my penis. Number 10, the Microsoft Zune logo on my penis. Number 10.
The entire part of my penis.
You can only see some of it at certain times. Number 10, 1965, It's Not Unusual. Number 10. Number 10. Number 10, Trivia Night. Thanks for hanging out. We'll start in trivia officially this Tuesday. A little preview of what we do. Here's number 11 for 2 points. What three-word song title starts with these lyrics? I was cutting the rug down at a place called The Jug with a girl named Linda Liu when in walked a man with a gun in his hand. What is the name of that song? Write it down. 2 points if you get it. That's the end of round number two, three-word song titles. Any repeats for round number two? Thanks for playing, guys. We'll be right back with the answers to three-word song titles in just a bit. These are the answers to three-word song titles. Number one, 1977, Come Sail Away with Styx. Styx. Number two, 1980, Dancing with Myself, Billy Idol. Billy Idol. Number three, 2005, Hips Don't Lie with Shakira. Number three. Number four, 1994, Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden. Number five, 2011, Party Rock Anthem was LMFAO. Number six, 1960, Mac the Knife, Bobby Darin. Played by Kevin Spacey, one of my favorite actors. Nothing new with him, right? Number seven, 1970, My Sweet Lord, George Harrison. George Harrison. Number eight, 1982, I'm So Excited, The Pointer Sisters. Number nine, 2003, Somebody Told Me, The Killers. And number 10, 1965, Tom Jones, It's Not Unusual. The bonus was Give Me Three Steps by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Give Me Three Steps. No, just Give Me Three Steps. Nice job, everybody. Those are the answers to three-word song titles.
There it was. Some fun banter and back and forth with Cam Molidor. Play trivia with him at Hand-Brewed Beer every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. starting tonight. Help us make that a nice, successful Trivia with Buds location. That would be very, very cool of you if you know anybody that lives in the Chatsworth, California area. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. If you want to shape the show yourself, if you want to pick certain topics that I am forced to record trivia questions on, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more. Again, some really cool topics coming up in February, March, and April, according to the giant Google Docs Patreon subscriber topics sheet that I have going, and lots of fun stuff in there. Here's a few more just for months to come. The Good Place, A Good Place, that TV show, Scott Pilgrim, Dead Wrestlers, Anne Rice novels, X-Files, WrestleMania, Grease 2. Come on, a whole episode on Grease 2. Who wouldn't want to listen to that? Some people, I'm sure. Maybe my brother Tom. He hates Grease 2. I think he hates Grease 1, too. But he hates fun sometimes. Tom Buds. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for telling a friend about this show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.